growing population of black bears in Kentucky. Black bears disappeared from the state more than 100 years ago due to unregulated logging, unregulated hunting, loss of the American chestnut tree, just basic habitat destruction. Our habitat now is very friendly to bears. Our surrounding states have always had a pretty good population of bears, and they're expanding back into the state.
I've heard speculation that bears may be foraging out of their normal range because of the drought. Is there any truth to that?
It has something to do with it. The drought and the hot weather have impacted their natural food supplies in the forest, and it causes them to range a little bit further to look for food.
Because of the recent sightings in more populated areas, should people be taking precautions like keeping the garbage in the garage, for example?
Well, I wouldn't call them precautions nearly as much as I would call them basic habits. People who grow up with bears in other parts of the country, they just know from birth not to leave their pet food out. They know not to leave their garbage out all the time. They know to bring their charcoal grills and things in after using them. Those are all bear attractants. Since bears are coming into Kentucky, our people have grown up not having to live with bears and not knowing these things. So it's an educational process for us to learn how to live with bears next to us.
Are we going to have to learn to coexist with bears and animals like raccoons, for example, that seem to adapt to human behavior?
Well, that certainly appears to be the case, and it's a smart one. Bears are a very interesting and beautiful part of our wildlife ecosystem. They're native to Kentucky, and they're coming back.
And they are such beautiful animals, but we have to keep in mind they're extremely dangerous. What should a person do if they encounter a bear?
Don't run. Scream, yell, do something. Just try to scare the bear off. Don't play dead. They don't want to be around people. They're naturally secretive animals, and the black bear, they're not generally aggressive at all toward people. We don't want them looking to people for a source of easy food handouts. Bears are quite capable of feeding themselves through their natural sources, and in the forest, they don't need food from us, whether it's intentional or unintentional. Clearly, you know, throwing food out for them is intentional feeding. Leaving your garbage out all the time, leaving your pet food out all the time, making these sources of food available to them all the time is unintentional feeding. Both methods of feeding bears are illegal, and both methods will create a nuisance bear. When you create a nuisance bear, it's almost always going to be the bear who loses, because after those habits are learned and ingrained, we have little choice but to relocate and often euthanize the bear.
People really need to remember that. They're not really helping the bear at all. They're completely capable of foraging on their own.
They're almost always condemning it to an early demise.
Mark Maracini of the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife, thank you for your insight.
You're welcome.